Blog Talk Radio. Amen. 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 Let the church say amen. Welcome. 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 God bless. God bless you all. This is your host for tonight, LaShawn. I'm here in Texas. I thank each and every one of you for coming on tonight. Today is Friday, April 23rd, 2021. We thank Randy and his wife, beautiful wife, that are the founder and the co-founder of PGN Prophetic Grace Network. So we thank you for coming on tonight. God bless you. I tell you, God is so good. Before I came on, you know, I pray to cover myself. And I got caught up. I have to admit, I got caught up and I was like, oh, okay, Lord. Okay, lift it, because I got to get on PGN. lift the Holy Spirit, because I was telling you, it was intense. And when the Holy Spirit come up on you, it just flows. It flows. It flows through you. So I was like, Lord, help me, help me, help me. I got to get on the radio. Give me, lift it up off of me so I can get on the radio so I can speak to your people. Like I always say, this is not LaShawn show. This is G-O-D, God's show. I do nothing of myself. So we invite the Holy Spirit to come. We invite the Holy Spirit to come tonight. The Holy Spirit to have its way. I decrease so the Holy Spirit can increase. I like to be led by the Holy Spirit. I like to be led by the Holy Spirit. I try my best to examine myself and die to flesh every day. So we gonna see what the Holy Spirit have for y'all tonight. So I titled this tonight's show, Come Unto Me, All Ye that Labor and Heavy Lender, and I will give you rest. The Holy Spirit is telling us to rest in this season. It's very important to rest for what's going on in the spirit realm. And it's a lot of men of God, women of God are getting hit left and right in their bodies. They are getting hit. So many. I mean, I seen them in dreams crying out, pray for me, pray for me. And we need to pray for the leaders and pastors. We need to pray for the evangelists. We need to pray for the men and women of God in this season, because there's a strong warfare that's going on. And only if God can open your eyes so you can see what goes on outside your door. We are getting hit left and right. So he's saying rest. What do that mean, rest? When he say, come unto me, Jesus have everything we need. We need to rest, because what we see everything, this chaos, everything that's going on in the world today, which we know that is not of God and that's not his plan. So he don't want us to keep our eyes on what's going on in the world. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. We need to keep looking to God. We need to keep looking to the hill, which where our help come from. So this today's society, everything's going on to the east, the west, the north, and the south. You can't even turn on the TV, look at the news. You got to get yourself from away from the TV, the social media. You have to have yourself built up, suited up. Your mind have to be a mind of Christ. You have to have on that full arm of God. Just like the song say, he is preparing me. He is preparing his people for such a day like this, for such a time like this. He's preparing us. And Jesus wants us to take up his yoke, take his yoke upon us and learn. We need to learn of him. How you learn of Christ, we have to get in the word and what he having his men of God, women of God. It's not about the title. He's having them to sound the alarm to tell his people, get in his word like never before. What is his word? Let me open the book and get in the word of God. Because just like last week, we talked about Jesus saying, I am the bread of life. There is no other way. They try to make it seem like there's other ways to God. When Jesus Pacific said in John 14 and 6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And we need to get into the resting time so he can revive us, so he can re-energize us, so he can renew our mind, so he can squeeze everything that's out of us, everything that's trying to stagnate us, everything that's trying to trip us, everything that's trying to come against your mind, your body. Remember, God sits on the throne, and no one can take him off that throne. So he sees ahead. He got eyes that go to and from, forth from this earth, so he see everything. He see what's going to happen next week. He see what's going to happen tomorrow. He even know what's going to happen next month. So if he say, my people need to rest, come unto me, all you that's carrying all this heavy burdens, carrying this heavy load. That's not his plan for us to carry that. He say, come unto me and you will find rest in me. This is Jesus. Because he is meek and lowly in heart. And you should find rest unto your soul. For his yoke is easy and his burden is light. This is Matthew's 11, 20, chapter 11 and Matthew's verse 28 and 30. So he's saying, come to me. I'm going to rest you. I want your mind to rest. I want your body to rest. I want you to rest from the trouble. What's troubling your soul? What's troubling your mind? What's troubling your spirit? I need you to come unto me. You got heavy bear. Like if you're cleaning up your house and you got your hand now, you got all the clothes in your hand, you might have the laundry in your left hand, and you have something in your right hand, and it begins to get heavy, or you going to the grocery store. So when it's time to get the groceries out the car, you got all these bags, and if there's some of you that stay on a high rise and on a high flow, you got the groceries in your bag, and you going upstairs, it get heavy. So when you pick up stuff that God don't want you to pick up, it get heavy. It get heavy for you. It get too heavy for you to carry. And his plan is not for us to carry that. When we're in a resting place, all this stuff that we trying to carry, all the problem, the weight of the world, the weight of your marriage, the weight of your children, the weight of your job, he say, come unto me. He want to lift that barrier. He want to lift it up out for you. He want to lift it up. If you weary, and what I'm talking about is B-U-R-D-E-N-E-D. He don't want you to carry that. Rest from trouble. God wants you to enjoy the gift of stillness. He wants you to be still. He wants you to be still before him and wait patiently for him. He don't want us to be anxious for nothing. He want to bring us peace in our body. See, some people think the only peace that you can get is peace in your mind. But don't you know you need peace in your body? You can work your body You can put your body in overload. You can work your body constantly going here and there, helping everybody, working overtime, just moving, 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 moving. And it began to put stress on your body. It began to put wear and tear on your body, just like the tires on your car. You keep riding on those tires, it's going to put wear and tear on the tires. So your body is the same thing. You keep going and going and going, and God's trying to get your attention, so I see you about to get attacked. You, something is about to come to your household, so I need you to rest. I need you to be still. You cannot hear me because you over here, you over there, you going around and around and around. So I need you to be still. In order for us to hear the voice of God, we got to be in a place where we can hear him. And that's part of being the rest. The rest, the type of rest he wants us to have is to rest. To, okay, Father, this is me and your time. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to rest. Not only I'm going to rest my mind, but I'm going to rest my body. That means when you rest, he's going to bring you peace. When you rest, you're going to surrender. You're going to surrender that spouse. You're going to surrender that job. You're going to surrender that co-worker. You're going to surrender that boss. You're going to surrender the bill. You're going to surrender your children. I surrender all to you. That means I take my hands off of it and I rest. I'm resting in the presence of God. That means I give it all to you. I lay it at the foot of Jesus. Because if I don't lay it at the foot of Jesus, how can I walk? How can I believe his word, what he's talking about in Matthew chapter 11, 28? How can I believe the word of God if I don't get into the resting place? So Matthew 11, 28 and 30 is telling us, come unto me. This is Jesus. Come unto me, my daughter. Come unto me, my son. Come unto me. I don't care who you are. Come unto me, leaders. Come unto me, prophet. Come unto me, watchman. Come unto me, evangelist. He's telling us all, when God speaks, when his word speaks, it's not going to hit the ground when he speaks. It's going to go forth. It's going to go out and accomplish what it is sent to accomplish. You better believe that. So when he speak, come unto me. Surrender. Give it all to me. Take your hands off of it. Come unto me. Oh, he didn't say some. When you see the word in the Bible, when it speak of all, he is speaking not only to you, he's speaking to me, he's speaking to your spouse, he's speaking to your co-worker, he's speaking to every soul that's on the planet Earth. He say all. God's word is for all, everyone that he created. Remember, all souls belongs to God, God Almighty. All of you that's carrying this heavy bearing, this thing's too heavy for you. And Jesus will give you rest. He's going to give you the rest that you need. He's going to give you all that you need. All that we need is in the word of God. Where is the word of God? You have to open the book. You have to seek him. When you seek him, you're going to find him. Even go down to verse 29. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. That means take me upon you. Abide in me and I'm in you. Yo, my word, let my word be in you, inside of you. That means take my peace upon you. Take my rest upon you. Take my word. When you have the word of God, everything that you're trying to carry is just going to fall out. You ain't going to be stinky thinking. You ain't going to have depression and oppression. You ain't going to be double-minded, wavering. So he's saying, take my yoke upon you. I done already paid the price for you. I have already done. I have already took the keys. Do you not know where I am? This Jesus. I sit high above the principality, the power. Do you not know where I sit? I sit very Can't nothing pull me down from where I'm at. Can't nothing take me down because the enemy, he's a defeated foe. I didn't already conquer what I came to this earth to conquer. I didn't already took the keys. I didn't already done what I need to do. So I'm set. I'm seated on the right hand of my Father. So I got everything that you need to walk this walk. I got everything that you need to get through the storm, to get through the tribulation. This is Jesus. That's why you say, take up my yoke, not what you yoking up with. Are you yoking up with bad food, bad wine? Are you eating the good ground from the good table, eating from the table of Jesus, eating his good food? Because remind you, he said, I am the bread of life. Are you eating of me? Are you eating of my flesh, the good meat? Are you eating from the grape of this good ground? Everybody don't eat good food. Everybody don't eat the good bread and drink the good wine. Because how we know, we learn that through Proverbs. Everybody don't eat from the table. And everybody don't allow Jesus. He's standing at the door. He said, behold, and when we go to Revelation chapter 3:20, he's letting us know, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sit with him and he with me. What is he talking about? The door of your heart, what's on the inside of you. Jesus is the head of the church. And for those that don't know that, Jesus is the head of the church. When we begin to allow Jesus be the head of the church, we don't even have to, if Jesus come in and he knock on the door, if he come knock on the door of your home, if he come knock on the door of your building, the building is the church. We are the church. And if he knock on the door and say, can I preach this sermon? Can I do the worship today? Are you going to allow him to come in? Are you going to allow him to sit at the table, at your dinner table, and have dinner, have breakfast with you, have lunch with you, have dinner with you? Are you going to allow him to come in with your family and sit with you? He want to eat with you. He want to break bread with you. We are on a series with the Holy Spirit gave me a word, and I tell you, God is good, because he gonna come back and give confirmation. He said, break bread with my people. And this type of break bread with my people that he are ministering to me, my people need to know my true word, my true living word. I have given you the sword, my daughter, so speak the sword of the Spirit. And when you begin to speak the sword of the Spirit, you're gonna have on the back the truth. And then you're going to speak the true word, word from word. Don't cut it down, don't slice it, but speak my word to my people. Begin to break bread together. We need to break bread together in this season. Every last one of you, break bread with God, people. Break bread with Jesus. When you begin to break bread, he said, do it together. That's what he told his disciples. Break this bread together and drink up this wine together. So when you begin, let the bread be broken in your household. That's first thing. When Jesus stand at the door and he knocked on the door, or you allow him in. Now when he come in, he might see clutter. That's okay. When he come in, he might see destruction. That's okay. When he come in, he might see confusion. That's okay. When he come in, he might see perversion. That's okay. When he come in, he might see anger. My God, I'm speaking to someone tonight. When he come in, he gonna see unclean temper. That's okay. That's why he wanna come in. That's why he wanna sit at the table. That's why he wants you to break bread with him, because he know how you are. He's seen you before he knocked on the door. My God, see, God is looking for a church without spot or wrinkle. He already know in this time, in this season, that the body of Christ is so messed up. He already know that. That's why he said, come. Come, you backsliders. Come, you drunkards. Come, you strippers. Come, the one messed up in the mind. He said, come with me and let's break bread together. See, he didn't go to the one that thought they had it all together. When Jesus came here, he said, I came to set the captives free. Who am I talking to tonight? So he wants to come to the house. He want to come to the house that's messed up. He want to come to the house that's have bitter in their heart. He want to come to those that's in the crack house, in the drug house. Those the one he coming after. That's the one that he want to drink. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Those the one. They need to hear the true word of God. When Jesus came, he didn't come to condemn the world. He came to give life and life abundant. He came to set the captives free. So when you look at Matthew 11:28-30, he's talking about those people right today. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I don't want you to carry that, because did you not know what I did, my son? Did you not know what Jesus did, my daughter, when he began to carry that heavy tree? Oh, I have seen across the world where people carrying cross. Do you not know they carrying the cross with their flesh attached? But when the Son of Man was here on this earth over 200,000 years ago, when he began to carry that tree, oh, he didn't carry that tree with flesh attached. His flesh was ripped open. His gut was out. Oh, that's what he mean. I didn't already carry the label. I didn't already carry the bearer. You don't have to carry it, because I already did it for you. I didn't already did it for your marriage. I didn't already did it for your sons and daughter. Oh, you don't know the yoke. This yoke, eat of my flesh. Eat the bread that's coming from heaven. Because I didn't already took it up. I didn't already carry it. I didn't already took the bruise. I didn't already took the whooping. I didn't already took the beating. So I have did what I had to do. Now I sit in heaven places. So if you come to me and find rest, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. You should find rest in me. Jesus is speaking. So when Jesus knock on the door, the question is, are you allowing him to come in? Come into your heart, come into on the inside. The question we should be saying, yes, come in and have your way. Have your way. Have your way with me. Have your way with my marriage. Have your way. I take my hands off because I'm surrendering to you. I'm giving it all to you. Have your way with my children. Have your way with my mind. Have your way with my body. What do you want me to do? If you say sit here for 3 days, oh my God, oh, we are in the book. When he told his deacon to lay on his left side, his right side, he gave persistent instruction. So if he comes to you, I need you to lay down on the floor. For 3 days, lay on your left side. For 3 days, lay on your right side. Don't eat meat. Don't eat the meat that's here on earth. I want to feed you this meat that's coming from heaven. I want to feed you this bread that's coming from heaven. Are you willing to lay down for 3 days and do not move until he get done doing what he needs to do on the inside? Are you willing to give up things that he are requiring you to give up? That's part of getting into the secret place. That's part of going into the resting place. That's part of surrender. When he knocked on the door, he already know what's on the other side. like we ain't talking about a physical door. When he knocked on the door, see the flesh, look at your body. What's outside your heart? It's the flesh. So when he begins to knock on the door and you say, come into my heart, come into my life, cleanse me, get everything that's on the inside, cleanse me, create me a new heart. Oh, well, create me a new heart. So when he begins to knock and you say, come in and have your way, I surrender. He already know what's on the inside. He already know what's behind the door. He already know what you got on the inside. You don't even have to open your mouth and say not one word, because he already know that you got selfish on the inside. He already know that you got bitterness on the inside. He already know that you got pride on the inside. He already know your struggle. He already know your weakness. He already know you, because why do he know you? Because his Father let us know before the foundation of this world, he knew you before he formed you. You don't got to say nothing but rest. You don't got to say nothing but surrender. Some of us need to go into that secret place. Some of us need to fall down and don't say nothing, because he already know. He been used to us running our mouth trying to tell him what he need to do. Running our mouth telling him what we want. When he already know what we need. It's not what we want, but he know what we need. Sometimes he will put you in some terrible situation. Sometimes he will put these walls up. You know, how are you going to go out to the east? How are you going to go out to the west when you can't handle your own household? Your first assignment is with you. Your first assignment is within your own household. That's why we have to cry for the revival in our own household, with our own temple. Who are I'm talking to tonight? When people speak this type of truth, they don't want it. But when we say we're going to prophesy, when you thirst for a word, when you want to thirst for after these prophets, but you're not getting the true word of God, God is saying in this season, break bread with my people. Tell them about me. Tell them about Jesus. Even if you got to show the gruesome part of Jesus, tell them, because I'm going after that lost soul. Tell them how they beat my son. Tell them how heavy that cross was. You tell them, and don't you back down for nobody. Oh, who is this for tonight? See, the remedy that he raising up is the one that gonna speak the truth, and they ain't gonna back down for nobody. This great gathering, he's gathering up. They're not gonna back down, and they're not gonna compromise. You can mark this word tonight, I'm telling you. They ain't going to back down for you. They ain't going to back down for their family, their spouse, their mama. They're going to do exactly what thus said the Lord. That's why he's building his church. And the gates of hell is not going to stand against it. Oh, the eyes ain't seen. That's why we are crying now to get in his word. Get in his word and get connected to him, so you can know without a shadow of a doubt what is of God and what is not of God. You will know without a shadow of doubt what the enemy is trying to conjure up, what his plan is, because they are marking God. Even in the book tell us that they're doing the end time, that they're going to be a great marking. They are marking God. They are cussing God. They are doing things. I mean, they really are cussing God, marking him. God is not a God. Before I came on here, God is not a God to be marked. I dare them to mark him. Woe, we've been in a season of woe now. We've been in a season of woe. They putting their hand, their finger at his face. A lot of people don't want to hear this. A lot of people don't want to hear it. But he's not going to be marked. He's not going to be marked. He's going to do the marking. He done already did the marking. And he's telling us to come unto him. We need to come. We need to walk in obedience. He let us know in Romans 10 and 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Everybody's not calling upon him. We want our family, we want our children to call upon the name of the Lord, because even before we get to this passion, to this right here, first we got to know who is God. Who are thy Lord? We need to know who are thy Lord. If you don't know who are thy Lord, how can you call upon him? How can you call upon his name? If you don't know, if our children don't know, if our spouse don't know, how can you call upon him? That's the reason why a lot of children, a lot of spouses keep going around the mountain. We have said that you better understand the trick of the enemy. When the Bible tells us Satan is like a roaring lion, he walk around to see who he can devour. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Do you not believe that? Do you not believe the word? Are you not standing on the word? You think Satan is not, his spirit is roaming this earth, going back and forth. Oh, yeah, you think that ain't true? He's trying to seek who he can devour. His plan is to kill, steal, and destroy. When you know the plan of Satan, you ain't finna get caught up on what they showing on the news. You ain't finna get caught up on what they doing in the White House. You ain't finna get caught up what's going on around you, because in the book tell us, even in Psalms 91 tell us, are we in the book? But when you know the word, when you truly know the word and you walking on faith and you done ate the bread, the true bread, when you done ate of his flesh and you done drink of the good food, eat the good food and drink the good wine, this stuff ain't gonna be able to shake you and move you. It's gonna make you fall down on your knees and begin to cry out, Lord, have mercy upon this nation. Lord, reveal yourself. Reveal yourself up in the White House. Reveal yourself with the police department. Reveal yourself within the body of Christ. Reveal your true self. It's going to be a cry. It's going to be a cry. When you cry, you're going to be roared with the Lion of Judah, the true Lion of Judah. You ain't going to be shaking. You ain't going to look to the left or right, but you're going to have a cry. Have mercy upon this soul. Have mercy upon the United States. Oh, Father, come. Let your glory shine upon this place. Send a revival. Wipe this place out with your glory. Oh, Father God, release your sword, your two-edged sword with your word. Let your word be sent like a sulfur across this nation. You're going to begin to cry out. You ain't going to get caught up in this mess. My God. My God, you ain't going to get caught up in this mess, because the Bible forewarned us. If we really in the book, if we really in the book, he already know there's going to be days like this. He already let us know before the Son of Man come. Before the Son of Man come. It's going to be like the days of Noah. Do you really know the days of Noah? Why did he destroy it? Oh, that's for another time. Oh, do you really know, though? Do you understand about the Son of Man that was watchman, that came down upon the earth and polluted the earth by sleeping with the women? Not only sleeping with the women, they were sleeping with the men and animals, creating things that your eyes would not be able to handle. Where you think the giants came from? They were taking over. They were polluting the earth. That's when God had regretted of making mankind, because it was polluted. It was perverted. Oh, you better understand, when the Son of Man comes, it's going to be like the days of Noah. They were drinking, partying. That's not the only thing they was doing. It's going to be like Sodom and Gomorrah. Have you even read the story about Sodom and Gomorrah, how it was perverted? How even they were trying to get after the angel, tear the door down. Not one man, not two men, not three men. It was a bunch of them. The whole city was perverted. Do you understand that? Do you understand the words that Jesus spoke? Do you understand the words that the prophet spoke? Do you understand the word of Elijah? Do you understand the word of Ezekiel? Do you understand the words of Jeremiah? Do you understand the words of John the Baptist? Do you understand the word of Luke? Do you understand the word that's written in the book of Matthew? Do you understand the Genesis? Oh, if you don't understand Genesis, how could Genesis is the creation? It came from the Creator. If you don't understand Genesis, how are you going to understand Revelation? How are you going to understand who Jesus was? How are you going to understand the Son of Man? If you don't understand Genesis, your true identification, your true DNA, who created heaven and earth? Oh, if you don't understand Genesis, how can you understand the Because Genesis is revelation. Do those who have an ear, let them hear tonight. Because Genesis is revelation. What kind of radio station is this? It's G-O-D to bring you the truth. To bring you the truth. You don't have to thirst for a word. You don't have to chase after the prophet. Because when you read in John, Luke, Mark, and Matthew, Jesus was prophesied. Jesus was the prophet. He was the Messiah. Oh, you don't have to go chase down these prophets because God is the Word. He is the beginning. He is the Word. He is the Creator. Oh, when you begin to thirst after the right word, my God, my God, my God. When you begin to thirst after the right word, the word of the truly God, true living God. Oh, see, this type of teaching will make people disconnect the phones. This type of teaching will make people, because God sees what's on the inside. God is exposing people. He is exposing people. People don't want to hear it. But God got his true watchman, his true prophet, his true. See, if you're going to be a prophet, you better live it. I don't understand. I don't understand. If you're not a true prophet, if you're a true prophet, you got to have teaching in you. You're a true prophet. You got to know how to pray. You're a true prophet. You're going to know his word because he's going to feed you his word. His word is going to be on the inside. I don't care what nobody else say. You, if you're the true prophet, you got to know the word of God. And you, oh my God, Lord, keep me on the spirit. Keep me on the spirit. He's saying, be careful what you listen to your ear. So many people prophesy and they got perverse lip, corrupt their lip, unrighteous lip. They cursing. They not walking in faith. They walking in doubt. But they prophesy. You better be careful. It ain't no time to say, y'all, be careful. Beg y'all. Y'all, get connected to God. Please get connected to God. Please get in the word. No, we're in a season where we saying woe is upon this earth. We are in the season where there's a shift going on within the earth. We are in the season we say you better get yourself right. You better get your household right. That's what they're going to be saying. Men ain't going to like them. Men ain't going to like them. I see a few people then disconnect the call tonight. That's okay, because I'm going to keep saying the word of God. I'm going to keep being his mouthpiece, because in this season, he is saying, get in my word. Get in my word. Open the book. Get in my word. Eat of me. Get in my word. You want that rest? Get in his word. John 5:40. I tell you, if you ain't read the book of John, go read the book of John. And ye will not, ye will not come to me that you may have life. You know, John, I tell you, that book of John, they will challenge God. They were trying to come against him, and he was whooping him. He had the sword of the Spirit. He was whooping him with the word. He was whooping them with the word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He let them know in 18, John 18:36, Jesus answered them, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my, he let them know, then my servant fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom's not from here. His kingdom not from here. That the Jews, basically what he's saying, they couldn't get Jesus. If it wasn't his time, they couldn't get him. And no one could turn him over unto them because it wasn't his time. Let me help somebody out. If it ain't your time, it's not your time. If it ain't your time to be arrested, if it ain't your time, when God puts something up in you, he put it in you. He chose you. And so basically, it wasn't time for Jesus to be arrested. It wasn't time for Jesus to be turned over to them. He still had work to do. He still had ministry to do. So when God give you assignment, it's stamp and approval. And nothing can shut you down. I don't care. I was telling somebody today, going after that one soul going to cost people. The 99 is right, but that one soul is messed up. That one sheep that strayed away is messed up. That one sheep going to buck, going to run, and ain't going to come to you. That's why he said, I celebrate those who go out to lead the 99 and go after the one. It's a celebration in heaven because that one ain't going to be easy. And everybody don't like to go after that one. They want to be comfortable with the 99 because the 99 is filling up their pockets, sowing the seed. But when you go after that one, he letting you know, it ain't going to be easy. They going to butt, they going to kick, they going to do everything. But once you wheel them in and they come back, it's a celebration in heaven. Amen. Lord, I thank you for the word tonight. You know, we are on a short time. We don't have that many callers in, some hung up. But Father God, we thank you. So we're going to go ahead and take if a caller. We got one person with their hand up. We had three. I think we had four. We had four, which I don't be looking at the switchboard when I'm teaching. But we have one person with their hand up. We're going to go ahead and take callers. God, know what you need. Father God, I thank you for the food for tonight. Father God, you already know what your people need before they even call in. For those that want to be ministered to, press 1 on your phone, and I'll be more happy to bring you on. If you need prayer, God know what you need. If you have a word, he'll give a word. But it's nothing prayer, intercessor prayer is very important. We forget about the intercessor. God honored the intercessor. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. We're going to go ahead and take the caller, our first caller, 903-918. This is Sister LaShawn. Where are you calling from? Who's speaking? Where are you calling from? Hello? 903-918. Okay, I wonder, can they hear me or do they have me on hold? If y'all can hear me, somebody send me a text and let me know if you can hear me. I don't know if this caller went somewhere. 903-918. Going once, going twice. Okay, we'll come back. Two five one two two nine. This is Sister LaShawn. calling and where you calling from.
Yes, my name is Sarah, and I'm calling from Alabama.
Hey, Sarah, how you doing?
Blessed to the Lord. How you doing, Sister LaShawn?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Nice to have you tonight. Nice to have you tonight.
Nice to be here.
Yes. Well, we don't have too many callers on tonight. There must be something special going on tonight, but God, we keep them in prayer. Well,
God be the good.
Is that a special prayer request or anything you want to share?
Well, I pretty much just wanted to do a whatever God led for you to say to me. That would be nice, and as well as a rededication.
Oh, wow. You know, what you want to rededicate your life or?
Yes, I
Wow.
Yeah, I'm spirit-filled, but I just, you know, want a closer walk and do a rededication.
Wow. You know, we had a youth conference, I think about a week or 2 weeks ago, I'm not for sure, and there were some young children gave their life to Christ, and this is what it's about. This is about, like I said, going after their lost soul. You know, people just don't understand. You don't got to go through all this. You know, if you have already accepted Christ in your heart, he just want you to repent. And when you repent and ask him to forgive you for all your wicked ways and just repent and you just lay it at the foot of Jesus. And that's what this thing, when we talk about in Matthew's and Lever, just repent and turn from your way. You just have to repent and say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for my wrongdoing. Forgive me. I'm a backslider. I just want to come back to my first love, which is Jesus. It's not even a hard drawn out thing. It's not even hard, because he already know your heart. What is repent? Repent means turn from your ways. Turn from your ways. So, Father God, I just thank you for your daughter. I thank you for Father God that she want to rededicate her life. You know what I'm saying? It's without getting emotion. Oh, Father God, this is a good thing because you even let us know that my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves. And Father God, she even humbled herself tonight on this Friday night to say, I want to rededicate my life. If we just humble ourselves and pray and seek your faith and turn from our wicked way, then would we hear from heaven and you would forgive us for our sin and heal our land. What that means, he's going to heal everything that's broken in you. He's going to heal the broken heart. He's going to heal everything that's on the inside. He's going to do a new work. Oh, old things pass away. Please understand, my daughter, these old things going to pass away. These old things ain't going to continue to have you bind up. These old things ain't going to continue to squeeze the life out of you. Because who I am, because you dedicate yourself back to me. This is Jesus. You dedicate yourself, and you are saying, I believe what John 14:6 said, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, that I can't even get to the Father until I come to Jesus and accept Jesus in my heart. And so if you dedicating that back to Jesus, I'm telling you, there's going to be a turnaround in your life. The scales, you will walk in portion. I need you to hear that. You was walking a Porsche walk, but you finna walk that full walk. You finna walk with the whole armor of God, my God. You finna walk knowing that who you are, that you are a true daughter of God, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Fear would not be able to stagnate you anymore in the name of Jesus. Break up off of her, because you about to take the yoke of God upon you. You about to know how to rest in him, because he's going to speak to you. You better understand that there's a celebration going on, because you say, I want to rededicate my life back to my Savior. I want to rededicate my life back to the truth and one and only. I want to dedicate my life. I give myself to him as a living sacrifice, holy, and God is finna show up in your life like never before. Get ready and stay suited up, because the enemy is gonna come and try to pound on you. He's gonna try to come and pull you, but you will not go under. You will not drown. God got his hand out in your situation. Don't look to the left and don't look to the right. God is celebrating you tonight. My God.
Glory. Glory.
This is something that he's been waiting on you to do for a while. And you know it in your heart. He's been waiting on you to surrender. He's been waiting on you. He said he never left you. He didn't forsake you. He's been waiting with his hand now, saying, come, my daughter. Come and reach out. Grab my hand. I have greater reward for you in heaven than here on this earth.
Glory.
Take my yoke upon you.
Glory.
Take it. He said, take it.
Mm.
Eat it. Sleep. Take it. Take it. That was they take it. Take it. Because it's easy. And everything that's been heavy on you, I declare and decree that it be lifted up. That it will be light for you. You're going to find rest when you surrender. And you're about to see some things. The Holy Spirit's about to speak to you like never before. Don't be shaken. Don't be shaken. Don't be shaken. Don't be shaken. Get in his word. Because that's where you're going to find your comfort. Get in his word. That's where you're going to find him. Get in his word. Seek him and you shall find him.
Glory.
Anything you need, you ask him. There are things that we are missing. And I just pray that the intercessor will fall upon you. The intercessor will come out your belly like rivers of living water. Stir it up in her, Father God. Stir it up in her like never before. Stir it up. Let it be a stir on the inside. Don't worry about how you sound. Let the Holy Spirit take over. The Holy Spirit is the greater intercessor. Let the Holy Spirit take over your mouthpiece. I feel it in my stomach. Yes, Father, do it for us. Release the fire up on her, my God. Yeah, there you go. Release the fire. Hit her right now, Father God. Give it to her. Put it in her mouth. Put your word in her mouth. That out her belly shall flow rivers of living water. Let it be done. Let it be done right now in the name of Jesus. Only thing that you got to do, my daughter, is receive him in the name of Jesus, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
People will understand 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, you got to come on the right side. You got to cross over. We got to cross over with Christ. And when you begin to cross over and begin to humble yourself, get pride out of you, get bitterness out of you, get that selfishness out of you, trying to have your way, God's going to let you roll around in that dirt. He's going to let you keep going around that mountain, around that whirlpool, until you humble yourself and get down on your face and put your hands together and pray and seek him, seek his face, and turn from the wicked way. That's the only way we're going to hear from heaven. That's the only way America is going to hear from heaven. That's the only way this nation gonna hear from heaven. That's the only way the White House gonna hear from heaven. That's the only way Chicago gonna hear from heaven. That's the only way Minnesota gonna hear from heaven. The Cricket Police Department, that's the only way. If they will humble themselves, turn from their wicked way, seek the face of the right God, the holy God, the God that sit on his throne, turn from their wicked way, fear God. They have to fear God. Fear God is me. Humble yourself and turn from your wicked way. Then they will hear from heaven. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen until they humble themselves and turn from their wicked way.
Glory, glory.
They got wicked in their heart. They don't fear God. They ain't going to hear. He's not going to forgive them of their sin. And he ain't going to hear heal their land. The land is the temple. It's your body. The land, this earth, America. Besides they run into God, besides they repent, besides them turning from their wicked way, they go in another direction. They idolizing other idolatry, sorcery, soothsayer. They ain't worshiping the true and only God. They mocking him. They putting their hand in his face. How long do they think they gonna put their hand in his face? How long do they think they gonna mock him? My God. See, don't let me get started. Holy Spirit, let me stay on track.
Glory, glory. Glory, glory.
This is G.O.D. radio station. Get your mama, get your brother and sister to this radio station so they can be healed and set free.
Hallelujah.
He's sending the remedy out. So God is going to order your footsteps. I need you, my daughter, to listen to every voice, every word, not every voice, but every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. Man can't live by bread alone, but every word. He wants you to eat the word, study the word, bathe in the word, and sleep in the word in this season. We thank you, Father God, that she dedicate her life back to you. That she even want dedication in her life, Father God. And he going to turn that situation around with your family in the name of Jesus. Oh, we speak the healing in your body to come forth in the name of Jesus. God going to do it. He's going to do it. You're going to have a testimony. He's going to do it.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Glory, glory, glory.
You just give him praise.
Glory, glory.
You give him praise.
Glory.
I thank you, Father God, for the rededication. You get the glory. This is what this is about. You get the glory. You get the glory. My God, you get the glory. My God, you get the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You get the glory. You get the glory. We honor you. Everything that's broken shall be fixed in your life. No more brokenness. No more in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, bless
Have you been
God.
Baptized?
You.
Have you been baptized?
Yes, I have.
Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
and
Jesus.
Have you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost filled with tongues? Have you received that?
Yes.
That's good. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Oh,
thank you,
Lord.
Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank Give him glory.
Amen. Amen.
Give him glory.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And those
Thank
who are on
Lord.
The line, just coming together and celebrate. This is a time to celebrate. So
glory.
Join us the celebration. God is good. He's good.
Oh, yes.
He's good.
Glory to you, Jesus. Glory to
Someone
you, Jesus.
Someone asked last Friday, and we in the end time, Jesus coming back soon. And I had to say there's no man, no man, no the hour. They let us know that no man. But the day or the hour, no man, not even the angels. This is in Matthew 24:36-44. But the day and the hour, know it, no man. No, not the angel of heaven, but my Father only. Jesus was letting us know, I don't even know the hour in the day. Not even an angel. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. He letting us know. He said, for in the days help me out, Holy Spirit. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage into the day that Noah entered the ark. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Thank you, Lord.
He's letting us know that no man, no man. But if you go down to verse 43, but know this, that if the good man of the house have known in what watch, if he had known, is how basically what he's saying, if a thief come and break in your home, so he's letting them know that if he had known what watch the thief would come, he would have watched it and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. So if we know a thief figure to come, we're going to be on watch all night, watching, waiting on the thief, right?
Right.
So he's telling us, therefore, be ye also ready, for in such a hour as ye think not the Son of Man coming. He says, just like if a man was to watch his home looking for the thief coming, we know it comes like a thief in night. At night, if we know this, he said we should always have ourselves together. Because we never know when the Son of Man is coming. We don't know.
Glory.
We don't know. Ooh. Let me read the Amplified. Even if you look in the study Bible, the Amplified, it say be ready for his coming. We got to be ready. So when you look at that verse in the Amplified, I like the Amplified. Some people don't like to read the King James. But if you look at Matthew 24:36-44 in the Amplified, go down to verse 42. It's telling us, this verse right here is telling us, be ready for the coming. So be alert. Let me be alert. You got to pay attention. You got to be like on the call of duty. Be cautious. Be active in faith. For you do not know which day. We don't know. Jesus said, I don't know. The angels in heaven don't know. Only my Father know. Whether it's near or far. We don't know if it's tomorrow or we don't know if it's next year. Your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the head of the house had known what time of night the thief was coming, he would have been on the alert and would have not have allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you who follow me, He ain't talking about everybody because everybody ain't following him. You that's following me must also be ready because the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect him. That's why you celebrate the lost soul. That's why we go after the lost soul. We don't know the time. That's why he said, get your house in order. Work out your own household salvation. Because we don't know the hour. We don't know when death come knocking at our door. We don't know. Death don't have no color, no age, nothing. He's letting us know in the book of Matthew, we need to be ready. We don't know when he's coming. We don't know when we're going to shed our eyes here on this side. So he's telling us, prepare. Always be ready for that hour. Always expect that he's coming. Don't get caught off guard. That's what he's telling us. Have yourself ready for the day of the coming of the Son of Man. Have ourselves ready. So we thank God for the word, for the true word. We thank God for it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
So,
amen.
Rededication is good. Coming to Christ is good because he's saying, come, come, come unto me, come. He got his hands stretched out and saying, come. He don't care how you look. You could be disgusting and bust up, disgusting. You can be the stripper going down the stripper pole. You can be the one that's in the crack house. You can be the one prostitute. You can be the one that's cheating and everything else. He's telling them to come too. His plan is not for us to go into the place of torment. It wasn't made for us. But it seems like Satan is trying to fill it up. So, amen. We celebrate you, my sister.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, woman of God. And I thank Jesus for just, you know, just had it on my mind to rededicate, you know, just give him a refreshing, have that refreshing anointing. That's so important to me, just the refreshing anointing of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. We celebrate you. Just keeping his word. Make sure you stay, you know, he say stay rooted.
Grounded.
Yes, there you go.
Amen.
Is it going to be easy? We all fall short of his glory. He know us. He know us. Before he come into our heart, he already know. Is there anything else that you would like to say?
Nope, I'm just excited, you know, just excited. I feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm just excited. And for you, woman of God, just keep being a woman on the move because God is using you mightily.
We give him a glory.
Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
It ain't that many callers tonight. So, you know, God knows what's best.
He does. He knows it all the time. Amen.
Yes, he does.
The word is out there. The word is you putting it out there for everybody to come on in and sup with the Lord. And that's the most important thing you can. That's the most important thing you can do. Come on in and sup with the Lord. The invitation is there.
Amen.
Come on in and sup with the Lord. Because he wants, that's what he wants. In these last and evil days, just come on in. And like you said, he don't want people to perish. He don't want people to perish. He wants you to come on in and sup with them. Just sup with them and tell them what's on your mind. He is there.
I tell you, because a lot of people perish because of lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's something about he's had directing us to the book of Proverbs. If you want knowledge and understanding of the word, it's the book of Proverbs is knowledge, knowledge of the word, knowledge how to walk this walk. And like you, just getting that book of Proverbs, walk the walk, is knowledge how to, it'll give you knowledge how to handle business, you know, business, kingdom minded. It's got wisdom. That's the book of wisdom. Wisdom is speaking to us. Great book. Book of wisdom. Book of wisdom.
Glory. Glory.
Amen.
And he's using you. I mean, the Lord is really using you. You're a woman on the move for God, and he's using you to go out into the out besides the church house. He's using you to go out even when you're in the store. Hey, God is right there. He is right there.
I tell you, wow. I tell you, I was sharing a testimony today. God will bring it back to my memory. See, and he said, people think you just started. He will bring it back into my memory. You remember you did this? You was at that, you pulled over and the car stuck on the side of the road. I was using you then. To sit in that man's life, to speak in that man's life. Every time you went out, even in the grocery store, I was using you then. I said, my God. Oh, my God. He did. He was bringing that back to my remembrance. It was a car put in the middle of the road, and I had pulled. I said, y'all, I see the man wasn't in the car. He was at the gas station trying to get gas, but it were women, kids in the car. I said, y'all okay? Trying to remember, was he in the car? He was at the gas station. I said, y'all okay? Well, we ran out of gas, and I said, can y'all just get to the gas station? Can y'all get to it? If y'all can get over there, I'll give you some gas. Could get you some gas. So we went. They got to the gas station. So I just started speaking in a man's life. And he was telling me about his story. You could tell they was out there, you know, on drugs or whatever. And that man just sit there and he just listened with tears in his eyes. And he said, that's my wife. His wife was in the car with the kids. She jumped out the car. Oh, you know, my kids hungry. My kids need some food and stuff like that. Can they get some chicken? And I looked. That's all she wanted. But the Holy Spirit didn't tell me that, you know. He didn't tell me to feed them chicken. I did what I supposed to do, get the gas and speak into that man. It was for me to speak into his life. I can't remember everything that I said to him, but I said, God been having his hand on you. God been, he been wanting you. And he said, I know. He said, man, I got kids in college. How can he bless me with the kids in college? He said, you right, ma'am. He had tears in his eye. And he said, me and my wife been through some things, but the wife did not want to hear it. And the lady that I was putting gas in her car, she didn't want to hear it either. I went around to her side. She didn't even want to raise down the window. She didn't say, thank you for the gas. It was the man. And I said, well, ma'am, don't be ashamed. I just want to be a blessing in your life. I put gas. I filled her gas thing up. She can ride around. So I say, thank God for this. It was meant for me to come on there. And I just want to let you know I just want to bless you. Okay, trying to blow me off. But see, my assignment was done. My assignment was done.
Yeah.
I did what I had to do, and it was time for me to move around. And he brought that back to my memories.
Mm.
I dropped the dime. Oh, I planted the seed. I probably been the one that watered it. I don't know. It might have been my time to water. But I tell you, he used my mouth. He used my eye. Every time I would go out, the Holy Spirit would move my eyes. So I could tell you testimony. I used to stay by a football stadium where it was a high school football stadium. I'm in the car. Every time I go out, the Holy Spirit moved my eyes. And I was seeing something on the corner of my eyes. It was dark because it's a football game. I'm in my apartment, pulling up in my apartment. Something just caught my attention over there across the street. Something is moving over there. And I was on the phone. I said, something is moving over there. I believe somebody is in trouble. And soon as I said that, I said, well, Lord, who it is, let me see. That little boy raised his head up. He was on the ground, just rolling on the ground. And I said, yeah, it's a kid. I think that's a kid over there. I said, well, let me go get my husband. My aunt, so I said, let me go get Michael so he can go over there with me. So we went across there, and it was another sister of Christ on the phone. This kid was drunk. He was drunk. The sad part is his friend left him laying on the ground. He could not get up. They went to the game. And I said, oh, my God, he could not get up off the ground. Because he was drunk. I didn't know if he was just drunk or he was full of drugs or whatever. I said, oh, my God, do you have a phone number so I can call your parents? And some just say, just start praying. And he said, no. I snuck out the house. I said, who did you come here with? Your friend left you like this? And, you know, he wasn't talking because he was just full of, I could smell him. As we began to pray for him, it just came up. He threw up. He vomited. And I was praying. He said, no. Don't, no. I'm an atheist. No, ma'am. I'm an atheist. I don't believe in that. I don't see you. That's what he was saying. And I kept praying. When he vomited, he said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I believe now. I believe. Thank you, ma'am. Oh, ma'am, I believe. He had vomit all on his hand. He grabbed my hand with the vomit. See, the type of work you got to do, it get dirty. And everybody don't want to do a dirty work. See, it got to begin in your household with things breaking down in your own household. So it's a dirty work. He shook my hand with this vomit on his hand. And, he said, I believe. Thank you, Jesus. I believe in you now. Thank you. Thank you. I believe. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. At first, no stopping, ma'am. I'm an atheist. No. Don't do that. Don't pray. No. That's what he was saying at first. Mm. We called the ambulance because we want to make sure he okay. The neighbor that was by me, she said, oh, my God, I thank God for you, because if my kid ever be in that situation, I want somebody like you. She said, this poor kid was laying on the ground. I said, yeah, he was laying on the ground. And I seen people walk right by him going to the game. Oh, God, we set the appointed time. There's no mistake.
Yeah.
And so the ambulance came, he said, ma'am, what you can do, you know, when the ambulance come, the police came, he said, what you can do, you can take me home. And I would sneak back up in the window like I snuck out. I said, no, your mama need to know what you done did. Your parents need to know what you done did. I'm not going to do that. He did not want the police to call his home. He wanted the police to call his brother because he knew he was going to be in trouble. Because it did something to me. This kid, that's why you always got to pray for your children. Pray for even the children that's not your children. Because God sent the ram in the bush. God would send someone. And he moved my eyes that night to see this kid on the ground. Kid looked like he was about 15, 16 years old. If he was that. Left on the ground. Friend that left him on the ground and went on to the game. So the Holy Spirit bring those type of stuff back to my memories. Oh, I was using you for a long time. I was using you. You've always been the mouthpiece. He will let you know. He will let you know. Amen.
Amen. And that could have been his life, you know. He could have.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been his life. That could have been it. So when he got up, he was thankful because he had to say, I'm not an atheist anymore. He had to regurgitate. He had to be purged to let him know I'm not an atheist anymore. He could have died just there on the floor, on the ground. He could have died that night. Then he had to say, thank you, Jesus, because Jesus is the only one to breathe life in us.
Come on, Leah.
Jesus gives us that another chance.
The enemy is like a roaring lion. He walk around seeking whom he can devour. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But if Jesus said, I came to get life, and life abundantly. He said, no, ma'am, I'm an atheist. Don't do that. Don't do that, man. And here go my nervous husband. LaShawn, just stop. Just stop. Just stop. And he was in the way. I'm like, I need him to move out the way because I know I was on a mission.
That's it.
To save
a life that could have been lost.
Mm-hmm.
By the enemy.
I'm telling you, I can tell some more testimony. I'm telling you, I looked at this video today of this guy here, street ministry. He went somewhere out to eat, and somebody were breaking in cars. And when they broke into his car, he had just did a Facebook Live preaching, and they broke in his car, but the police caught him. But he was on the video saying that, you know, God is good. They broke in my car. You see, I got these $600 glasses and my joint, and they didn't even touch that and stuff like that. God good. That, you know, God protect me. But, oh, you don't understand. God will put that God alive. Yeah, he broke into the wrong car. Nah, he broke into the right car. He broke into the right car. Everything that the enemy meant for evil, because the police caught him, that saved his life. No one got killed. He didn't lose his life. He had to break into your car, the right car. God sent the lost to the righteous. So we catch it. You better catch it. You better catch it. When he sends the lost to the righteous, or we know what he's doing, or we judging him. It was a drunk come knocking at my door at 12 something at night. Oh, I was mad. Oh, but what you looking for my daughter? I was mad. And I called, I say, pray. You know, I called a sister saying, this man drunk knocking on my door at 12 something at night. I went to the patio because I can see. And I was kind of in my flesh. Baby, that sister in Christ said, now he at the right door. You supposed to pray for him. That humbled me so quick. So quick, when he came around, he was drunk, eye bloodshot red, started praying for him. That thing said, who are you? Started speaking in tongues. He said, I know what you're doing. But when I was praying and the Holy Spirit was revealing to him, that's when he said, who are you? Because the Holy Spirit let me know what was up on the inside, what was the brokenness, why he was so broken. And he just started crying.
Mm.
He said, my daddy did that. He did do that and da-da-da and da-da-da. He said, oh, I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Can I please touch your hand? Thank you. Oh, my God, I got to tell my wife. You better understand when God put the lost in the righteous path. You got to quit looking at them on the outside. That's the revival. He will use us. There's no when the woman of God say no, he's at the right door. He knocked on your door. It was for you to minister and pray for him. 12 Sunday night, y'all. Oh, I'm telling you, he just was bringing the stuff like that back to my memories. How he was using me, and I didn't even know. So know when you are being used for the kingdom of God, because he's going to reward them. He's going to reward you for things like that. That's where you're going. People that love Christ, people that love God and have a heart from God, you are blessed. You are blessed.
Mm.
You are blessed.
Mm.
when you've got a heart for God and you love him and you out to do the will of the Father with clean hands and pure heart. Despite how you sound, how you look, what they saying about you, you're doing it. Nobody else doing. He's saying, who can I send? Who can be my mouthpiece? Who would go? I need the people to go into the drug house. I need the people to go get the prostitute. Who going to speak to the runaways? Who going to speak to those that are struggling? I need them. I need to send people out into the street because they ain't going to come into the building. Who can I send? Who can I send with a heart for God? Because when you have a heart for him, he trusts you and he's going to move you. I'm telling you, it's a lot of stories. A lot of stories that I can tell that he used me. These are people that were drunk and homeless that didn't look like the three people. No. Amen. Well, sister, we thank you for calling in. I just prayed that, and I thank God that you rededicate your life back to Christ. You know, you went through the rededication. God bless you. I'm telling you, God bless you. You just don't know. When I get off this radio, I'll probably be going and turning flips in this house. We thank God he get the glory. Amen.
The glory. Amen. Amen.
You.
Love you.
No, go. What you could say?
He gets the glory.
Yes.
And you know, it's just joy in heaven because God, he wants us to come to him. He just wants us to come sup with him. And I want to say amen, and I love you. And I thank the Lord for you because you have a joyful heart, you know, to do his ministry, to do his work.
Amen. 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 We give him the glory. And thank you for calling in. And like I said, get in his word. God going to do something great. You're going to have a testimony. God bless you. You have a blessed weekend.
God bless you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I tell you, that's just so awesome. Someone called in and say they want to rededicate their life to Christ. This is what it's about. It's not about me. It's not about people. We just got a mouthpiece. We just speak his word. And I tell you, I was just speaking to a woman of God. Somebody going to hear the word. Somebody going to want the true meat. Somebody going to want the true bread. We just got to keep going. Keep going. Keep speaking his true word. When God tell you to do something, do it. Because somebody going to come in. Some backslider or some soul is going to come in. This is what it's about. God get the glory. Hallelujah. God get the glory. 903-918. This is Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling and where you calling from.
This is Michelle from Texas.
Hey, Michelle, I tried to pick you up early. I don't know if you had the phone on hold or what. How you doing?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm great. I'm telling you, I'm great. God is good. God is good. He's just awesome God. Awesome God. I tell you, Well, there's a special prayer or testimony you want to share this afternoon?
I want to share a testimony. You know, you have been asking you to pray for my granddaughter.
Yes.
And God is just turning things around in her life.
Amen.
And in our,
amen.
And with us. And she's back with me.
Amen. Oh, wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Ooh, when we, you know what, I don't know if you were listening earlier when we were speaking about Matthew's just, you know, come, when we give everything to God, Matthew's chapter 11, beginning at verse 28 to 30, when we come unto him, all the stuff that we're trying to carry and put our hand in, we got to stand special with our children, special with this young generation, We got to trust God like never before with them, with their life. When we doing what we supposed to do and eat up the good off the good table, the good food, and drinking up the good wine, God gonna turn that situation around. I remember, and I believe that was the word, she was gonna come back. God, she, and I thank God. Thank God for her safety. I thank God that she's back at her rightful place. And Father God, I just ask whatever we come against, anything that was put, any ungodly soul ties, anything that had her bind up, her mind, Father God, we break it. Father God, we speak your word, Father God. Even we speak of purging and healing and delivering. Father God, what her eyes been seeing, what her body been went through. Father God, we just ask that you just heal her from the inside out. In the name of Jesus, do a new thing with her heart. In the name of Jesus, restore this family, which you already are doing. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for restoring it. Restoring her mind, restoring her body, or restoring the relationship with her mom, relationship with her grandmama in the name of Jesus. Because we know the plans of the enemy is to kill, steal, and destroy, to try to destroy the family. He know if he can destroy the family, oh, he think he's doing something, but the devil is a lie. We speak your word that no weapon form against her, that it will not prosper. And Father God, we declare and decree your word that greater is he that's on the inside of her. Oh, Father God, do a thing on the inside. Even if you got to do it while she sleep, let your word go on the inside. Purge her from the inside. Oh, Father God, do a new thing with her heart on the inside. Let her know that you are real. Let her know that Christ is real. And let her know what the book of John 14, that Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. And Jesus is the life. Oh, Father God, even let her eyes be open. Take the scale from her eyes. Touch her ears that she can't even get away, that she can't help to hear the word Jesus, that she can't help to hear the word that you are who you say you are, that your love is unconditional. We thank you for the angel that was encamped around and about her to keep her safely, to lead her back to her rightful place, back to her first love with you. But Father God, we thank you that you are restoring this family. You get the glory. You get the glory. So, Father God, we thank you. And we ask that you continue to do the work. Sister Michelle, just embrace her. Don't beat her down. Don't, where you been, blah, blah, blah. You know, just give her the love, the unconditional love like Christ. God got a plan for you. God's plan for you is good, not evil. But he's going to show you how to do it. Why she won't feel guilt, and we come against the guilt, shame, and condemnation. We speak your love, your unconditional love. And we speak that she is fearfully, wonderfully, fearfully and wonderful man. And we speak the peace be upon her. And Father God, let rest be upon her, that she will get a rest sleep. Let your peace and your rest be upon her. And Father God, we thank you for Michelle, Father God, your daughter. Father God, continue to mold her, continue to strip her. Father God, continue to lead her in the name of Jesus. Continue to speak to her, even though the adversary is trying to shake her, things trying to come against her. But Father God, we just speak that she will be in a still place with you, that she will be still and know that you are God, that she will be still, that you will give her the peace and the rest that she needs, that she would not pick up too much that she cannot handle. In the name of Jesus, we just speak that her faith will expand. Expand her faith, Father God, that she will walk in faith like never before, that you had her 5 years ago, you had her 10 years ago, and you got her in 2021. And we thank you, Father God, that she will keep her eyes upon you and don't be shaken, don't be moved. But Father God, move her through your eyes. Let her see the adversary far away. Let her see the adversary around her. Let her see the plans of the wicked. Father, God, not to expose them, but to pray. Oh, Father God, we just pray that you keep stirring her up, keep stirring her up, keep building her up. Let the fire be built on the inside of her. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The thing is, you got to keep believing. Cut off the noise. Cut off the noise that surround you, the distracted. He ain't forgot about you. There's a lot of noise. Cut it off. Don't get caught up in it.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I've been seeking a quiet place. Oh, God, that is Joe from God right there. Oh, my God.
Oh, amen.
Mm, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And that's the point. That's the today message in Matthew's. And he said, my people need to rest. Rest me, surrender. Rest me. If you come into this place, I'm going to give you peace. I'm not only peace in your mind, but peace in your body. I'm going to begin to speak to you. I'm going to trouble your heart. These things that have been having you all anxious. You being anxious for nothing. That's not of me. They don't have anything to do of Jesus. They don't have anything to do of God. And you say, take my yoke, because I done already did what I had to do over 200,000 years ago. I already carried that. Everything you trying to carry, he done already carried. He want to make it easy. He want to lighten our burdens. He want us to be light. Rest for the trouble. Rest. Enjoy the gift of stillness. We need to enjoy the gift of stillness. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. It might seem like a long time. It might seem like it's not coming. We get ourselves out the way. Jesus is still there. We get ourselves out the way because we don't want to wait. Amen.
Amen.
So I just thank the Father. I tell you, there's just been just testimony after testimony after testimony. And we just give God the glory for what he's doing. We give him the glory.
Yes, yes.
So cut off the noise. Cut off the noise. The murmuring and the backbiting. Cut that off. Cut off. It's good the noise that's all around you. Cut it off. And get in a still place with God.
Praise God.
Amen. I'm just so, I give God the glory for breaking your ground. I'm telling you, that's just a beautiful thing. I thank God. I really do. I really do. And we just pray that God snatch up, you know, these children, the runaways, the children that left home, snatch them up. Snatch them up by your spirit. Snatch them up, God. Snatch them up by your spirit. Bring them back. Bring them back to their first love with you. Bring the prodigal son back. Bring that daughter that's lost back. Bring them back. Snatch them up by your spirit. By your spirit, Father God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's just a wonderful testimony. And you just
yes,
keep doing
just
what you're
excited.
Doing. Are you on Facebook? I think I gave a what you call it? I told her to forward you something. I don't know if she did it.
Miss Sylvia.
Uh-huh.
Here lately?
Yeah, it was for her birthday. I'll just remind her again.
Oh, okay, because she didn't tell me.
Yeah, I'll remind her again. Well, we just thank you for that testimony. I'm telling you, this has been a good night. Oh, Father, I thank you. Oh, Father, I thank you. Oh, Father, you get the glory. You get the glory. I don't know, Michelle, if you heard the previous caller. She dedicated her life back to Christ. My God. Oh, Father,
I heard a little bit of it and rejoiced with her. Praise God.
Yes. 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 Let me tell you, the callers that's on here, when someone give their life to Christ or rededicate their life, rejoice. You want some rewards from heaven, rejoice. Rejoice over their lost soul. Rejoice over the backslide that's coming back, that rededicating their life. Rejoice. I'm telling you, rejoice, rejoice. Oh, because there's a rejoice in heaven. He's rejoicing. And like I say, oh, my God, let me keep myself together. Let me keep myself together on here tonight. This is what it's about. I'm telling you, when you speak the true word of God and not trying to pay attention to the number, I was telling a woman of God today when he said that he's the branch, we the vine, and we're going to bear much fruit. Do you know what that means? It's not about the number. The fruit is not about the number. The fruit is about what are you bearing the right fruit? Are you going out there and people are being healed and set free, delivered, purged, raised from the dead? Oh, if the cancer is drying up, the fruit is going to show. It ain't about the number. All these people today got 3,000, 4,000 people following them. But what is on the vine? What is they? Is they producing good fruit? What fruit are they producing? Are these people walking? They walking, being purged and delivered and healed and set free. Are they getting fed? Or they know who the Lord is? How are they going to know who are we talking about if they don't even know who God is, or they don't know who created them, and they still thinking they was created by something else? How would they know who Jesus is? How would they know what we are talking about in John 14:6? And we just walking, and we've been in the church on our own. We've been in the church the way we want to build it, not Jesus being the head of the church and letting him build it. How would they know if we don't tell them they need to be connected to God, the only true living God, and get in his word? You have to get in his word to understand who he is. How would they know if they don't know that he is the bread of life? He's letting us know those who come to him will never hunger and thirst. Those who believe in him will never thirst. What type of thirst are they talking, or Jesus talking about? Thirst for the wicked sin. He said, keep speaking the word. Keep speaking the word, man of God. Keep speaking the word, woman of God. Somebody is going to come in and give themselves to Christ. Somebody's going to come in. You stay on my word and keep speaking my word, because somebody's coming in. There's somebody out there for this word. You keep telling them that I am the bread of life, that they are going to come in. Keep telling them that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and they're going to come in. Keep speaking the word, my daughter. Keep speaking the word, and they're going to come in. Don't never stop speaking my word, because there's somebody out there that I'm hearing that cries. And we need to keep speaking the word of the true living God, because somebody going to give their life to me. Somebody is going to come back to their first love. Keep speaking about my son, Jesus. Tell them about the story. Tell them who I am. Tell them that I am real. Tell them who's going to be my mouthpiece. Tell them. Speak my word. My God, y'all got to excuse me. Oh, Jesus, help your people tonight. He keeps saying, speak his word. Speak his word, his true living word. Keep going. Keep speaking it. Keep telling them about John 14:6. Keep speaking my true living word, because they coming. They coming. They coming. They coming. They are coming. They are going to be set free. celebration because he get the glory. He get the glory. I'm just his mouthpiece. Everybody that's on PGN, just the mouthpiece. The women of God, the men of God that's going after in the drug house, that's going after on the corner, they just his mouthpiece. Don't give up on God. Don't you give up on your child. Don't you throw in the towel. Stop running. He got his hand out and he's saying, come. He is the bread of life. He is the bread of life. He is the way, the true living way. How would they know what Romans 10 and 13 is talking about? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, how would they know who is the living God? Who is the Lord? We got to keep speaking the word, the true living word. Oh, forgive me. Well, you know what? I ain't apologizing.
No, you can't say that God's using you. He's using you.
The speaking, the true word of God. Because it's something about his word that does something on the inside. And you're going to know those that got the true word of God upon their life, that the true word of God is something on the inside. I am thirsty. I am hungry for the true word of God. I don't care how I look, how I sound, but I'm his mouthpiece to go after to get that lost sheep. And if it got to be said over the airway, I'm going to say it over the airway. Because tonight is a celebration when someone rededicates their life, when the children are rededicating their life. Children in the conference are re-giving their life to Christ. We celebrate them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And just to hear a child to come back. Yes. I tell you, to hear the second call saying their child then came back home, their granddaughter then came back home. We not on here just to run. I can't speak for everybody, but I'm not on here to get a crowd. It's not about the number. I'm not on here to worry about if you like me or like the way I'm country. I am country, but God know what I'm saying. Just to hear the testimony come through, it's a celebration. I could be laying down on the couch. This is not an easy job, y'all. It's not easy. We get hit left and right. We get hit left and right by speaking the true word of God. Amen. God bless you, Michelle. Thank you for that testimony.
God bless you too, woman of God. And I'll be praying for you.
Thank you. Is there anything else?
No, that was
it.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's exciting about what God is doing.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. And God bless you. Thank you for calling in. God bless you. Thank you,
God
Jesus.
God bless you, too. You have
Hallelujah.
A good
you, too.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 251-342. This is Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling and where you calling from. Thank you, Jesus. 251-342. This is Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hey, Sister LaShawn. This is Latrice from Alabama.
Hey, Sister Latrice. How you doing?
It is well and fabulous. It is well.
Amen. We give God the glory. We give Him the glory. We give Him the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, your God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. It is well. It is well. It's well. It's well. It's well. My God, it's well. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's saying it's well with you and your family. It's well. It's all well. It's all well, my daughter. It's all well. It's all well. It's all well. Stand on the word. Keep being on the word. Keep being on the wall. Keep being my mouthpiece. Stay on the word. Stay on the word. Stay seeking me. It's all well. I'm telling you, it's all well with you. It's all well. That's what he's saying. Yes, you have been saying that, but you just don't know. It is all well. You just don't know when you say it is all well, what is being worked out in the unseen realm. It is all well. God is doing things that you can't see and what you can't imagine. It's all well, but it's about to manifest in your life. It's about to manifest in your family life. You about to see the hand of God like never before. Yes, it is all well, my daughter. Even when people didn't even believe in you, you still say it's all well. Even when they laugh at you, you still say it's all well. And God, when God say it's all well, when he stamps the approval on it, that's what it is. It can't be changed. It can't be shaken, and it can't be undo. There are some things that God got right above your head that cannot be undone. And he's about to release it. It's about to drop into your lap. Oh, Father God, I thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your children is all well. Your family is all well. Your health is all well. And your ministry is all well. I don't care what nobody says. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep being the mouthpiece. Keep being the intercessor. The enemy can't stop nothing. Who he chose is who he chose. He chose you when you was in your mother's womb. So keep doing it. Keep standing. Keep praying. Keep crying out. There is a grit, the beat like a not a travailing, but a what is this? A with a why? What is it? Yawning? Yelling.
No.
Oh, it's kind of like travailing. Welding. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Welding. There's a great welding on the inside. Let the welding come on the outside. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the welding that's in your daughter in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me that word, welding. Thank you, Father God. That's what you are welding in this season. And keep welding. You have been welding for your family. You have been welding for ministry and others that turned their back on you. You have been welding. God is sharpening you up. He's sharpening the tools. He's sharpening the instruments. He's sharpening you. So well on, my daughter. Well on, my daughter. My God, I thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. My God, thank you. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Your name, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well on. Well in. Thank you, Jesus.
And it is well.
Yes,
Lord.
It is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Well.
You're going to see some transformation. Yes, you're going to see some transformation. You're going to see testimony. We ain't doing this for nothing. You're going to see the fruit. You're going to bear much fruit. It's already been happening. Or you're going to see some testimony, even with your family, even with your own self. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Holy Spirit. My God, keep welling and see what he going to do. Keep welling and see how he turned that situation around. Keep welling, keep welling, keep welling. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm about to, woo, my God, I feel it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. My God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. My God, only if you can see it. Oh, my God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Something that's going to be, something he just releasing, it's dropping in your lap.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. It is real.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank
you, Holy Spirit. I thank you for this word. I thank you, Father God. And it is so. And it is well. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And it is well.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord. And
amen.
I want to give a brief praise report. I had asked you guys to agree with me as touching concerning my sister. She lost the thrive to live.
Mm-hmm.
And I stand before you because she is yet above ground. And
amen.
Anything above ground is a good day.
Amen.
Especially when you don't know who Jesus is. So I thank thank you guys for your prayers because he is yet able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And so I'm just excited, and I would like to affirm what you're saying because he told me it's about to break.
And, amen.
Like, well, Lord, what's about to break? What are you saying? And the report came back that everything that we have been praying for, believing God for, waiting on, that it's about to break.
Amen.
So it's going down, and we just need to stay lined up. The word was to stay lined up as a Christian because it's going to happen.
Amen.
That wife child, that a spouse that you believe in God for, the house, the car, the ministry, all of those things about to happen. And when I tell you, the old folks say it gets gooder and gooder as the days go by.
Amen.
And in spite of, he's still working it for my good. I had an incident happen this week with the teacher. And we're coming up on our finals, and it's just been one thing after another. And the story was that I wouldn't be able to do certain checkoffs, and we only have like a week to get them done, and they are just, it's a lot of them, but for various reasons, we haven't been able to do it. And I'm like, okay, I get there. It takes me almost an hour and a half to get to school. But I'm never late. Thank you, Jesus. I'm always there. I get there probably 45 minutes early. And I'm on the road generally at about 5:30, and class doesn't start until 8. But I get there. I haven't missed class. I've, again, never been late. And I left early one day this week because, you know, I was told that I wouldn't be able to do these checkoffs because they really don't have enough help in that area. And I left, but I explained to Karina why I was leaving. Actually, my allotted class time was over. But so it was like, well, you didn't sign up. And I was like, well, I didn't know that you had to sign up to do a checkoff because, you know, you're the teacher and you know we have to check off. But at any rate, I said, well, I'll go whatever time you have available, just sign me up. And she was like, well, I have 8 o'clock at 8:40. And those were the times that no one wanted. And I was like, well, glory to your name, God, because I like to get in there and get over with.
Amen.
So I told her, you can put me down for the 8:30, but I'll be there at 8 o'clock. And I went to, I had praise team rehearsal last night. And we were going over the song, Something Has to Break. And the anointing, Holy Ghost fell up in there, and we had practice, we had church. So I'm on the way home, I'm checking my phone, I see text messages from my teacher. And it says, Miss Ward, I can see you tomorrow just about all day or up until like 11 or 12 or 1, whenever she wants to go home. She said, everybody has canceled.
Wow.
And you will have all the time. So not only was I able to do the checkoffs that I wanted to do, I was able to do things that I needed to do and some.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gave me all of these supplies, and she didn't know what happened. And I said, look, God is just bad to the bone. What things look like, he's still in control. So I really don't have that much to do in the upcoming week. And I told her, you know, I'll be back Monday. And she was like, no, Miss Ward, you live in Mobile. She said, you got to come up here Tuesday. Everything you need to do, we'll try and get it done Tuesday. And I have clinicals on Wednesday, so that's another trip. And I told her, I said, well, I'll just make plans to be there the next 5 days. And she said, no. She said, that's quite a bit of money. I said, well, it's about $30 a day, but I got to do what I need to do. And look at God. She's going to make arrangements not to be able not to have to come 4 or 5 days trying to get it done at the appointed time.
Mm-hmm.
So I give God praise, the honor, and the glory because he didn't have to do it, but he did.
Amen.
And is he the way? He'll make a way when there appears to be no way. And the word of God lets us know that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
So for what he's doing in this hour, because he is still doing what God does. Healing the sick, raising the dead, opening blinded eyes. He's still providing in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I just thank you because I'm excited for whatever your it is because it's about to break.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that word and thank you for sharing that testimony. I'm telling you, every caller that's been coming on tonight, someone gave their life, rededicate their life back. The first caller rededicate their life back to Christ. And look, these last two testimonies, I tell you, that's why I say it just brought me to tears. Because we do, when you say, Lord, before I came on, I prayed, and I had to say, Holy Spirit, lift up off of me, because I got to get on the radio now, because it was, you know. But you have your way. You know what the people need before they call. And just, it's breaking. Yes, when anything break, it's like he released a hammer. Everything that's trying to come against you is going to break. The Jericho wall going to come down. Everything that's trying to stagnate us, it's going to break. It's going to come down. And it reminds me of the song. I used to sing this song even when I was going through trials and tribulation. You made a way. I don't know how you did it. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you did it. You made a way. Don't
do it.
to show up when he show up. When men say no, it's impossible. Oh, God got the last say so. He makes a way when it's impossible. He makes a way when men say no. He makes a way when you don't even know how am I going to get out of this. How did I survive? How did I walk the way? How did this thing take me down? God did it. Oh, when you when the enemy got you back up, God come in and say, not so. When he's trying to take you out, he show up and say, not so. Not today. He does it because he makes the way. So he gets
and
the glory.
All by himself. He got a chance with nobody to bless me.
Amen. He get the glory. It's because he get the glory. He's going to make that way. He's going to move the mouth. Your prayers is going to move the hand of God. The faith in believing. You not only just pray, you got to have faith and believe what you pray. Because if you don't have faith and you don't believe, you can be down on your knees. You have to make sure your hands and your heart, your hands are clean and you got a prayer on and you walking in faith. Sometimes God will put things up in your way to see if you really got faith and you believe.
Okay. Amen.
Amen. I thank you, God. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. He ain't done yet. He ain't done yet.
Oh, no. Only just begun.
Amen. Amen. And sometimes I tell you what, you know, sometimes you got to laugh at the enemy, especially with your son or somebody come in and say something that you've been all worked up about and God then showed you through your family. Mm-hmm. And they come back and say, man, I just had and can't. This happened to me. Only thing you got to do is sit back and laugh. Because did he not tell you his word ain't going, God's word ain't going to hit the ground.
Amen.
Ain't hitting the ground.
Yeah.
It ain't going to come back to him, boy. Once he released the Holy Spirit, once he released those angels and say, go, he just say one word, go, and they coming.
It's done.
Once he stamped approval on it, nobody can't stop. Once you present it to God and he say, okay, no one, no demon. The arrows will form and the arrows is shooting. But before they can hit your household, hit your body, they're going to hit the ground. Be suited up, be prepared. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, man. Amen. Amen. And Sean, I do appreciate you and you continue to have a blessed evening.
Oh, thank you. We give God the glory. Thank you for calling in, and you have a blessed weekend. Keep us in your prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Who you made away? All right, 334-590. This is Sister LaShawn. Mass who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jayla calling from Alabama.
Jayla from Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm just, I'm telling you, oh, God is good. He's good. He's good. He's great. He's worthy to be praised. I tell you that. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. Well, how you doing, Jayla? How's everything going?
I've been pretty good. I feel like I've been going through a whole lot of just spiritual warfare. And I'm already knowing, like, one of the biggest things that the enemy tries to do with me is to, like, get in my mind and stuff. So I've just been trying to just stay afloat. And do what I need to do,
mm-hmm.
and to pursue the things that God has called for me in this season. But it's been like an uphill battle. I will say that, you know, with me on the path to doing what I need to do, it's like I'm still in some areas kind of like struggling to really understand what God is doing and how to, I guess, like react to it. in a sense, if that makes sense. So,
But
all in all, I won't complain about anything, but it's been a flash. It's been like an uphill path.
You know what? I don't want you to take this. I don't want you to take this any kind of way. You know, the Holy Spirit had me to do this. You know, put this in my spirit, and I had been doing it. Do you have a personal? It's just, you know, like I said, it's not to bash anybody, embarrass nobody. It's to help. It's, you know, it's free. It's help. Do you have a personal Bible? Do you have a personal Bible?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants you to get in His Word more. What's going to help you with the spiritual warfare? Get in His Word. Like tonight, we have been talking about Matthew's chapter 11, 28 through 30. You know, come unto me. You know, all this stuff that we picking up, He don't want us to pick up. He want us to rest. We rest by giving everything surrendered to Him. Get our hands out. Just say, Lord, we give it to you, and we take our hands out, because He don't want us to pick up stuff. He didn't already picked it up. He already carried it. He carried it to the cross with us. We don't need to do it. And the more we get in His Word, and that's why I was asking, do you have a personal Bible? Because if you didn't, I would send you one. I would go to Randy and ask Randy, is it okay for me to send you a Bible? And if there's anybody on here, I'm telling you, this is something that the Holy Spirit had put in my spirit through when I had taught a class. Ask them if they need a Bible, because I need my people in the Word like never before in this season. If anybody on here, just reach out to Randy, because we've been ordering Bibles. He say, order the book, that's the bread of life, and send it out to my people. There's people really that don't have a book, don't have a Bible to carry, and it's very important for you to have your own personal Bible. You keep that Bible with you like a backpack, like a purse. Keep it in your car. If you can get another Bible to keep it with you in your car, that's good. But get in His, He wants us to be in His Word. So it was not to shame no one, you know, shame you. I will send you a Bible for free. Anybody on here that need a Bible, you reach out to Randy, and I will send the book to you for free. Free, no charge, because that's how serious God wants us in His Word. The Word is the medicine. The Word, He say, eat the good food. The food, eat the bread. He is the bread of life. He wants us to eat from the table of the good food, the show bread. He wants us to eat the good food and drink the good wine. And how do you do that? You have to get in the Word. Write down Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Write down, even get in the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs is the book of wisdom. It's the book of wisdom, knowledge and understanding. Even if you can read the book of John, if you read the book of John, you will understand the book of Proverbs. It's going to line itself up. But get in His Word. For you, it's to get in His Word.
Okay.
Take time to get in His Word. You don't got to get in there an hour and 2 hours. He already know. He already know. It's going to take time. Some people be on milk. It's okay. Then you're going to grow, and you're going to grow. You're going to elevate. You're going to elevate. No shadow of doubt. But what going to beat the enemy? Even the book of Psalms. You can base some of your prayers off the book of Proverbs and Psalms. The book of Psalms is a lot of, it's a prayer book. Proverbs. It's full of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. It's a book of wisdom. That's what's going to help some of us with our calling, our walk. We got to get in the Word and understand the Word. When you say, Lord, I want, He said, bless those who hungry and thirst for righteousness. He's going to fill you up. He's going to fill you up sometime. Even me, when I go back, I can read John over and over, but there's something when I go back and read it, it's going to stand out. He's going to speak to me about something that I didn't see the first time I seen. So don't beat yourself up about that.
Okay.
Stay in his word. If you meditate on the word, when you start reading the word going to get in you. Let's go back to abide in me and I in you. That means he wants his word to be on the inside. You could be asleep even with the Bible app. Play the Bible app. Let the word get inside of you. The word needs to be on the inside. So when these things come up, you know this, if I'm in flesh, the enemy trying to attack my mind. No, I know the word. I'm suited up. So if I'm suited up and have the helmet of salvation on, I'm not going to be thinking the way I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father God, I just ask that you fill your daughter up. Fill her up. Fill her up with your word. Fill her up with your word. Even send the angel to minister the word to. Let the angel even minister the word even in her sleep. Let the angel minister her as she rests. I just speak that get into that resting place. Do what Matthew's, the book of Matthew's 11, chapter 11, 28, 30. Come unto me. He said, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are labored in heaven linger, and I will give you rest. Come unto me. Stop taking up so much that he don't even want you to take up. He wants you to, he want a trouble. He don't want you to walk in this thing that trouble you. I apologize. He don't want you to picking up stuff that trouble you and to have you so anxious. He said, be anxious. Don't be anxious. Don't be anxious, but pray.
Mm-hmm.
Worship me. He wants you to rest and be still. When we be still and meditate on the word, and the word is on the inside, then we meditate on the word, then you're going to find that peace.
Yes, ma'am.
The only way you're going to find that peace, you got to know who Christ is, and you got to get in his word. You got to eat the word. You got to sleep the word. You got to bathe in the word. The word got to be on the inside. You got to meditate on the word.
Yes,
so nothing will trouble you. The job won't trouble you. Stress won't trouble you. Your spouse won't trouble you. Your children won't trouble you. Because you got the word on the inside. This stuff that's going on in the world will not trouble you. Because that's not of God. So, Father God, I ask that you feed her your word. Father God, let your word be on in her home, which the home is her temple. Let God come inside the temple. Let him do a new thing with your heart. And I promise you, more you get connected and surrender to him, he's going to start doing a new thing on the inside. He's going to fix your heart. He's going to fix that heart, that emotion. And the enemy is not going to keep us stagnate you. So we come against every fiery dart. Father God, teach her about the whole arm of God. Break every piece down to her. Let her hear your voice like never before. But Father God, I ask that you touch her eyes, touch her ears, so she will know your voice. You said my sheep will know my voice. So Father God, and when she in her word, that she will understand who you are, and she will know your voice. So Father God, we ask that you do a thing on the inside. Do an inner healing. There's some healing on the inside. Enter healing that he need to do with you on the inside. Heal her on the inside. Heal her from any trauma on the inside. Purge her from the inside. I declare a purging will come upon you, that he will squeeze everything out of you that will not have you shaking no more. That will not have you frustrated no more. That will not have you thinking no more. I just command a healing and delivery will take place in your life like never before. Oh, Father God, I speak healing. Heal her from the inside, the inner healing. Let it be done in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch her heart. Oh, Father God, because you near to the ones that are broken heart and crushing spirit. Oh, Father God, I command her spirit to connect with the right spirit, with the Holy Spirit, that she will eat of your body, your flesh, Father God, and she will have an understanding. Open thy eye to her heart. Open the disciples it to her heart. In the name of Jesus, she will know without a shadow of a doubt that you are real and you got your hand on her life. In the name of Jesus. That's my prayer for you, that a healing and deliverance will take place with you on the inside. So we command every strong man of rejection to come out and loose you and let you go. Every unclean spirit to come out. Come out the mind, come out the back, come out the stomach, that it will loose you and let you go. We take authority over it in the name. Oh, I felt that. Your mind, I just felt something, like something. I don't know if you felt that. Something just touched your mind. This mind thing, be loose, be broken up off of her in the name of Jesus. Loose her mind in the name of Jesus. Loose her mind. I take authority over that stinking thinking, that double thinking in the name. Oh, I feel that. Yeah, loose her right now in her mind. No more will she be stagnating her mind in the name of Jesus. 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 We take authority over that. We take authority over depression and oppression. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Wow.
I felt that.
Thank you for that. Because even when you were talking about, like, reading my Bible and stuff, it's like I do read my Bible every day, but, this is making me emotional. It's like sometimes I'll get to reading the Bible, and I just do this thing when I, like, after I do, like, a plan or something like that, I'll just randomly go to, like, a random chapter or a random verse and stuff like that. And sometimes I'll read the Bible and then, because, you know, some things in the Bible is like God is talking about, like, cursing people and stuff like that. And sometimes when I read it, it's like in my mind, I'm like, oh, he's talking about you, you're cursed and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's like I'm about to start crying, I'm sorry. But it's just like I don't know how to describe it. It's like in one mind and one part of me is just like, okay, I know that God is blessing me and stuff like that. But then when I read certain things in the Bible like that, I start thinking about my life and, like, the trajectory. Like, I have been going through a lot for a long time. So it's like, you know, I start getting in my mind, it's like, okay, am I really cursed? Am I not blessed for real? But I read the other, you know what I'm saying? So it's like a whole thing in my mind that's going on. And I know that the enemy, like, really, really, really tries to play on my mind. And it's not just with me reading the Bible, it's so many different things. So thank you for that, Sam.
Yeah, I felt that breaking off your mind. So receive it and just release it. Release it to him. Release it. Release that. Release everything that the enemy, he's a lie. He's a liar. And he trying to keep you stagnated. He's trying to keep you in that vulnerable place. Emotion. We nail your emotion to the cross. We nail it to the tree. We renounce it. We repent for it. And we nail it in the name of Jesus. Every emotion, everything that's trying to keep you in that place of stuck, come out that whirlpool, come out that hole in the name of Jesus. Or we nail it, we speak that it bow down to the foot of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Cover her thought, cover her mind, cover it up under the blood of Jesus. You shall have a mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. But that's why I said, read, you know, when you read, God's gonna, he's gonna fix your mind. It's gonna break, I felt it breaking up off of you. Just like Jesus said, you tell Satan, it is written. This is my bread. Everything, remember Jeremiah 29, you got to keep repeating. God know the plan that he has for your life, because you know why? Because he said so. It's good and not an evil. So God is not an author of confusion. He's not an author of confusion. He give you peace. If you got to keep saying that same, it's okay to say the same Bible verse, because then you'll meditate, then it get in your, the enemy want to get in your mind, but we speak that you have a mind of Christ. God is not an author of confusion. He gives power, love, and sound mind, and I declare and decree that, oh, power, love, and a sound mind shall you have in this season. sound mind. And God, give her power, love, and a sound mind, and let her know that she has the power, all power being given unto you, power to tread over the serpent and scorpion. Meditate on them words. You are a daughter of the Most High. And when you read the word, that I just say, the book of, to me, the book of John is the book of love. Maybe you need to start with the book of, he just ain't right. I'm trying to wait and see if he was going to reveal it, what book you need to read. But maybe the book of John, but I know a lot of, Proverbs is a good book of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So I'm just asking the Holy Spirit to speak to you about where do he want you to be at so you can continue to keep your healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I just ask God to connect you with someone that can help you, divine connection, real true women of God that can help you. In the name of Jesus. Now, keep calling on PGN. You know, we have people on here 7 days a week. But stay connected with someone that can help you with this walk until you're strong enough.
Yes, ma'am.
God love you, and his plans for you is good, and it's not an evil. Fear God. Fear God. It's with love. It's with peace. And that's what Matthew's 11, what we were talking about tonight, Matthew 11, 28 through 30. God wants you to rest. God wants you to get to the place where you are resting. And he's saying, learn of me. Learn of me. That stuff gonna be broken off of you. John 14, that's why I said the book of John, it just read the book of John. The book of John got a lot. That's his love. You'll see how Jesus operated. He didn't come here to condemn the word. So we come against condemnation. You know, the enemy trying to keep you bind up. We break that. God didn't come to condemn the world. He come to set the captives free. So even in John 14:14, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. So before you open the book, ask him to give you peace. Ask him to give you peace in your mind, peace in your body, and ask the angel to camp around you. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you, to minister you. Remember, the Holy Spirit is your comfort. The Holy Spirit is the intercessor. The Holy Spirit is the counsel. So he say, ask. Just ask. Talk to him like I'm talking to you.
Okay.
God, I know you love me. I know you want me to walk in the truth. I know this is for me. This is for me to be healed and delivered. I receive it. So he's going to fight. He's fighting for you. He's going to shake the mouth of the enemy. He's not going to buffer you and keep you in that vulnerable place. Because we nail the emotion and the hurt. We nail it. And we repent and we renounce for it. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Is there anything else?
No, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Yeah, stay. Satan, you got to remember, that old snoop-footed Satan, he don't have no power. Don't you know the adversary, Satan, is more scared of you coming, getting healed and delivered, walking in the truth? He's more afraid of you because once you receive your healing and delivering and the scales is off your eyes, and you, when God begin to put his word up in you, and you know the power and authority that God have given to you, he afraid of that, so he want to keep you bind up. That's his plan. He want to keep you in that place. But Jesus said, I came to give you life and give you life abundantly. I have the good meat. I am the bread of life. Continue to eat of his word. And that stuff gonna break up off of you. Okay. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much.
So God love you and his plans for you is good. And we love you too. So just keep.
I love
you. Just call us anytime and just cry out, Lord, help me. Jesus, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. I need you. I need thee. Come help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. I want your word. Don't be afraid to do that. And watch how it breaks. It's going to break. Don't give up. Don't you give up. Don't you throw in that towel. Don't give up.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, amen. I'm going to continue to keep you in my prayer. We praying for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We love you and God bless you. You have a blessed weekend.
Love you too, and I hope you have a great weekend as well.
Thank you. Amen. Yes, 951-966.
Hi, Sister LaShawn. Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Regina.
Hey, Regina, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Well, I'm doing fine.
At the end of it, yeah.
I tell you, week up, woo, you missed the beginning. Somebody rededicate a life to Christ, and it's just been testimony after testimony. We give God a glory, I tell you.
I'm having to go back and listen to the kitty.
Yes, ma'am. God is good.
Amen.
We get the glory.
Amen.
Well, how you
doing?
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Just got off of work, so tuning in.
Wow. So you work the evening shift all the way to night? Because y'all 2 hours behind us.
I work morning. Morning, 12 hours, 7 to 7:30.
Ooh.
So I got off
the
tonight.
Wow. Ooh, but not
3 days a week. It's not 5 days. It's not 5 12-hour shifts.
Do you do the 12-day, 3-day home, 4-day home, and 3-day out? Or you do the 12-day stretch? Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
It's broken up. I'm like, no, not straight.
Okay, because I used to do...
Like...
Back up in my younger, I'm still younger day. I used to work some type of shit.
I usually more than 3 in a row is hard for me.
Yes. Well, is there a testimony? Do you have a special prayer?
Well, no, it's whatever God puts on your heart. But I do know, I text my sister, if I don't talk to her, just checking up on my dad. And she said he's been getting up every morning making his own coffee. So I was like, wow, Lord.
I tell you, that's just a testimony. Your dad and your mom. It's just a testimony. But while I was talking, I see some paper. Just some papers flash in front of me. I don't know what these papers are, legal paper. I don't know what they are, but I see some papers. I don't know if you're waiting on papers or you're going to sign some papers or what this is. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit to give more clarification if he give it to me or give it to you. But I just seen some papers, and it's more than one paper. It's like, I just see papers. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So, Lord, I just ask that you give a clarification, more clarification on these papers. I don't see nothing. Whatever the paper is, there is good coming behind it.
Yeah, I know. I'm in the
and it's like it's you know, I don't know if it's money involved in it or whatever it is, but mm-hmm. it's good. It's all good. These papers, it's all
like
good.
Yeah, amen. That's purification. It's still still going through, wow. Still going through.
I
want to,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it, but I don't know if I should say it. But I can see it now clearly,
okay.
What these papers are. But it has something to do with your divorce or something.
Yes.
What mm-hmm. you're going through with the divorce.
Yes.
But it's
yes.
all well. It's all well. It's all well. Because
yes.
the reason why it's all mm-hmm. well, because you took your hands off of it. So it's
yes.
it's all well, but I see some papers that I don't know if you already signed them or you about to sign some paper or some papers need to be delivered, but Holy Spirit give a more clarification. But I see I've just seen some
yes.
paper flash in front of me, but it's all well.
Thank you. Amen.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
I know what you're talking about. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes. Yes. I know. I know. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's all well.
Road, but yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a lot of deceit, a lot of you know, a lot of a lot of deceit, and I was chasing a lot, and I was like, okay, Lord, I just couldn't no more, you know. And yeah, I know something. It's been a lot. Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you for orchestrating. You know, I think orchestrating. You, because God got the gavel. Is that what they call a gavel when a judge? It's called a gavel when the judge.
Gavel, yeah.
You know, yeah,
mm-hmm.
okay. Let me say this to people. I've been seeing the gavel being released. When God got the gavel in his hand, And that guy will hit whatever it needs to hit, it's done. It's done. I don't care what they
mm-hmm.
try to, you don't have to open your, that's what Matthew's 11 is speaking about, Matthew 11, 30. Come unto me, give everything to me, your troubles, everything. I don't care what they doing, what they conjure up, what they lie, when God's release that gavel, when he released the gavel, when he said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to prove this, I'm going to stamp this, I don't care what you're trying to
yeah.
snatch for someone, what you're trying to, people
mm-hmm.
going to have to come back. They're going to have to come back and get it right. When God
yeah.
got his hand in it and you give it to him, absolute, give it to him and rest in it, watch and see what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Watch what he see, what he's going to do. He's,
yeah.
I'm telling you, God's word ain't going to hit the ground.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
We wrestle, we fight, we try to go back. And you know, especially the divorce can get so ugly, so ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And we could just
yes.
move ourselves out the way. The battle's not us, it's his. He's going to fight those that fight for us. And the end result is going to be the righteous. Sometimes he might say, no, I don't really want you to have this because this is bad blood, but I'm going to bless you with something else. You better understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, yes.
You ain't losing nothing when you got clean hands. You ain't losing nothing.
Amen.
And you let him take over.
Amen.
God see the heart of men. He see the heart. Understand
yes.
that nobody get away with nothing. I don't care what you see in the
mm-hmm.
world. Who justify what? They can justify the shootings. They can justify what they doing in the church. God see the heart of man. And he's the great judge, and he got the gavel in his hand. And when he released that gavel, it's over. It's over. Because he's the great judge. It's
yeah.
over.
Yeah. I will share. You know, I've been going through a lot. So one day I was really upset about something that was happening. Because it's just like, God, Lord, it's like, it's just not right. It's not fair. And, you know, and I was like, I'm trying to be as fair as possible. I'm not trying to do any trickery stuff. And
uh-huh.
And I was just frustrated. I was like really like brought to tears and just really upset. And I went to bed like that crying, like, you know, my heart was like, Lord, I'm trying to be as fair as possible. And this is just, you know, I just was questioning God, not questioning God, but just like, you know, Lord, this is not right. And I'm trying to be fair. And I know, you know, so the next morning I woke up and I was like, okay, late here. And I said, okay, Lord, what do you want to say to me? And it was like clear as like Ecclesiastes or whatever. So I was like, okay, Ecclesiastes what? Because I'm thinking, I don't even, like, I never really read that book. And I was like, okay, Ecclesiastes what? And it just, I see like three, and I thought, three what? 16. So I was like, okay. So I looked it up in a couple of different, I looked at King James. I'm like, okay, I'm not really, that's not really getting what I want to know. But when I looked it up on like the NLT on my phone, and it was answering what I went to bed so upset about. And it said, basically it was just saying, like, I see the injustice that goes on in the court and how the judge.
Come on now.
And
I just
started crying.
Wow.
Like, oh, God, you do hear me. You do see it. But the answer right there was like, I see it. I see all the injustice that's going on. Yes, even in the courtroom. And I was like, wow, like, that's it. Like, God just answered what I was the best so upset about. So I was like, okay, Lord, you got this.
And that go back to the gavel being released. He's releasing that gavel in the court.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
See, he's God, I call it breadcrumb. God going to always come back and give confirmation. He's going to lead you to the right breadcrumb. So it's just confirmation. Mm-hmm. It's just confirmation. So, Father God, I just thank you for your word. I thank you for releasing your gavel, Father God, because when they come down, coming down like a hammer, anything that's crooked and not of you, oh, it's going to line up. It's going to line up with your plan. It's going to line up with your will. So, Father God, I thank you for your hand spinning this situation. And, Father God, we do not have to worry. We do not have to be weary because you didn't already took care of the situation. So I just speak calmness, and this is the thing tonight, Matthew's 11, 28-30. Come unto me, give everything to Christ so you can get onto that resting place. When you surrender and rest and take our hands off of stuff, God began to take care of it. He began to take care of it. He is the court. He is the judge in the court.
Yes.
He is the lawyer in the court. He even got people on the jury. I don't care what they vertical. You better know that God got the last vertical. He got the last. So Father God, I thank you for having your hands in this situation. I just speak peace when the enemy trying to stagnate, because we know how it is. We know how it is. Nothing is good. Go through something like a divorce. You know that it can turn ugly, but God, I just speak that you stir her up on the inside, stir that intercessor up, put your word on the inside of her, that nothing will not be able to shake her, that this is the time for you to walk in faith like never before, that you release the spirit of faith upon her, that she will believe that you are who you say you are, that you are who I am in her life, that you've been with her since day one, and you will never leave her or forsake her. So, Father God, I thank you. Even for him for speaking to you, God is speaking to you more. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you. And just like the word said, man cannot live by bread alone. Ain't that what Jesus told Satan when he was trying to tempt him? Well, guess what? He come to tempt us in our situation. That's what he does. To make like there's something wrong with you. You out of order. If you really the son of God, if you the daughter of God, turn these stones into bread. Well, turn this situation. You talking about you pray. Well, if you can pray this situation around. He come to tempt us. Well, you got to tell him it is written. Men can't live by bread alone. But every word that come out his mouth. which is good. It ain't going to come back to him void. It's going to go forth, and it's in your situation. Believe it. So, Father God, I thank you for restoration, because you are in a season of restoration. Just believe and stand on his word that everything going to be good. Everything is well. He's turning this situation around with you. He's dealing with you. He's turning around with you. It's turning around for your good. God is turning this situation around for your good. He's been showing you over and over. He never left you, and he is who he say he is. Just stand on the word, believe in his word, and watch him do it. There's some things God doing, it's going to blow your mind. It's already blowing your mind, but he ain't done with you yet. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Wow.
Amen.
I believe this is yes. Thank you, Lord. I know he's with me. Amen.
Amen.
I feel it. Yeah.
So the enemy, I'm telling you, when you go through a marriage and all of a sudden your husband will leave you and leave the household and leave you with all the bills, you be like, what happened? I'm doing this right. I'm going to church. I'm seeking you. And I've been there. I'm telling you, I've been there. I remember one time, I don't want to hear nobody prophesying to me, speaking in my life. I'm be honest with y'all. Yeah, I did say that. I did. I'm telling you. I ain't want to hear a word. Well, good luck with that. I'm telling you, I did. Because we in flesh and we hurt and we in our emotion. Nobody better not even come to me talking about what's some the holy. So I don't want to hear it. I was running from it because I didn't want to hear it. I'm telling you, I didn't want to hear it. I'm being honest, I ain't want to hear it. And they better not say anything about my ex-husband. Ooh, I'll get mad. Thank God for his healing and deliverance. We have to go through.
I got somebody tell me, about marriage. And I was looking at it like, okay, Lord, I don't want to interrupt what you're doing, but you got to change me. A lot.
I'm telling you. Okay. And the more they say fight for your marriage.
I don't want to do this again.
Right. The more I was hearing fight for your marriage, and you did your first in the beginning, because you want to walk in a bit and you go fight, but then you can't fight with somebody that don't want to fight, that don't want it. And I was like, they better not tell me to fight for this marriage no more. I'm being honest. It's in the truth.
Yeah.
And so I had to let it go. I had to move myself out the way and let God have his way.
Yeah, I know that.
It brought me peace. It brought me peace.
Yes.
It brought me peace.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand.
Yeah.
I've been through that. I have testimony with that. And I tell you, if I tell you, I don't know why people does that, but they want to make you look bad, and the whole time it's them. And I had to keep my mouth closed. I had to keep my mouth closed with the lies and stuff. And when I kept my mouth closed and let God fight my battle, a peace came up on me. He got the last say so. So when you fighting, because remember, we wrestling out with flesh and blood. We're going to lose.
Yeah.
We're going to lose. We're not going to win. Going back and forth.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know. Spent a lot of years doing that before. Yeah.
I tell you, I think I'm telling you, man. Don't let nobody come because you try to be secret and hide things. Oh, where you and your husband gonna go this year? Y'all take some wonderful vacation. Oh, you have a beautiful wedding. Oh, you just don't know, that would turn me up inside. Oh, he's doing fine. Just putting on I'm telling you, I've been there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just feel like you don't want to, I guess you kind of put on a
It's a shame, right?
Yeah, you don't tell people what you're going through. So you just try to. I feel like you just try to make up a coping excuses, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Cope with this. You just try not to complain to people. So if they ask you how you're doing, you don't want to just, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, the easy thing to say, oh, everything's good. It's just that normal thing to say. Except for, you're going home, it's like, man, I didn't even want to go home. But,
Yeah, and there's also shame, So it's a lot. And I just thank God for his healing and deliverance.
At the time you don't look at this shame because you just like you say, just trying to make the best of the situation. So.
And then, the Holy Spirit, God's going to speak to you and tell you everything you need to know. He'll let you know you did what you have to do. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit, he'll speak to you. But when you're vulnerable in motion, you can hear the voice of the adversary too. But once you get broken free from that, the Holy Spirit will guide you and he will show you. His love is unconditional. His love is great.
I have to say, when I left, and when I left, I left the house and got my own apartment, and I literally left it with nothing. I'm like, I'm done. I just got to go through this because this is gonna just drag on for years. So that's I left. But when I left and got my own apartment, I can't even tell you the peace. I didn't even know I didn't have that much peace until I was in this empty place and I was sitting in a chair. So I had my dining room table and a chair. And I sat in my chair in this empty place with my Bible, read my Bible, and fell asleep. And I woke up and I was like, man, this is so peaceful. Like, I didn't even know I didn't have this much peace, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, I didn't even realize. When you're going through so much stress trying to just keep up with everything, everybody, the house, the kids, it was just overwhelming. So when I moved out, got my own place, I was like, man, look, I didn't take much or nothing. So I was like, I didn't take much, but I had not felt that much peace in years.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, wow, yes.
Yeah.
So it was very... Yeah, it was very peaceful. I knew it was the right thing because I had so much peace about it.
Amen. And that's the thing about God. He's not an author of confusion. He's going to bring you peace. He's not an author of confusion. Anything that he has his hand in is going to bring you peace.
Yeah. Peace I hadn't felt in a long time. Like you said,
amen.
Just cover up the shame and try to keep moving in spite of the shame. So, but yeah, I thank God. I look back on where you brought me from till today. It's nothing but God.
Amen. We give him the glory.
Give him the glory. It's not me.
And then for those that went through, it's unfortunate. God, he don't want us to be divorced and stuff like that, but it's not over for the ones that had to go through a divorce and a terrible divorce. God, I already know. I'm telling you, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up on God and don't give up on love because he already know it's already written in heaven. Who he's going to connect you with if we just trust him. When we seek the kingdom of God first and all his righteous, and we say yes to his will and walk in his obedience and say you can have your way, he already know. He already have the one that he wants you with. It's not over. Don't give up. It's not over. Let God have his way you know, because I'm telling you, God is raising up kingdom marriage. This kingdom marriage, people are, is going to get married. It's going to be kingdom marriage. Trust God. Trust the process. But let him heal and deliver you from the brokenness first. Let him get what he need to do with you first. And once you go through that process and the preparation, you will know. You will know on the inside, but it's not over for you. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank you, and that's it. That's all the callers. I don't think anyone else have that. Well, nobody else had their hand up. This has been a great, great show. I tell you, God, mm-hmm. It has been a great show tonight. We never know how things is going to go here on Prophetic Grace Network. When we say, Holy Spirit, come in and have your way. Holy Spirit, you take over. Jesus, you are the head of this radio station. Oh, Father God, let the Holy Spirit come through the airway. I am expecting someone to be healed, delivered, and set free. When you're speaking the true word of God, like he said, somebody, if it's just one soul, it's going to get to somebody. Mm-hmm. It's going to get to somebody if it's just one person. I am happy over the one person that the word of God is touching. I am celebrating over that one person that say, I want to rededicate my life. I am celebrating over that one person that have a powerful testimony. It's a celebration. I am celebrating over that one soul, that sheep that lost his way. And we, the mouthpiece, God people, went after that one sheep. It's a celebration. I come on not to do anything of myself. I come on to speak the word of God and expecting people to be healed and set free, be encouragement. However he want to do it, this is his radio. I thank y'all, even the one that's still on, still hanging in. I thank you for listening. I thank you for all your prayers. Continue to pray for the leaders. Pray for the leaders. Mm-hmm. Pray for the pastor, the evangelist. You know, the Holy Spirit spoke a word. We need to pray for the leaders and anybody, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, all the leaders. We need to pray for them in this hour because of the attack that's coming to them. Pray for their strength. Pray for their healing. Keep them prayed up. Pray for Randy and his family. Pray for Terrence and Tanisha. Pray for Sister Jenny, Sister Deborah. Pray for Sister Rue. Pray for Angela Joy. Pray for Mike and Jeffrey. Pray for every host that's on PGN. Pray for your pastors and leaders. Pray for even the ones that you don't know. Pray for their family. Pray, because we need it. And it's very important in this hour to pray for the leaders like never before, because what is going on in the spirit realm. We want to thank you for coming on tonight. I believe Sister Root will be on tomorrow. I believe Angela Joy or Terrence and our brother Terrence and our sister Tanisha will be on Sunday. But somebody is always on Prophetic Grace Network 7 days a week. We thank God for giving his son Randy the vision to have the radio, you know, on 7 days a week. We thank him for his obedience, and we ask God to bless him, bless his hand, bless his basket. We ask God to bless him with that studio, because I see that studio just not being a studio, not just a studio to do radio. I see other things that God going to use with that studio, and we call it to come forth in the name of Jesus. God, man, when you let Jesus be the head of the church, because Jesus said, on this rock I will build my church. So when we allow Jesus to build the building, build the church, because we are the church, we are the body. When we allow him to do the building, we don't have to worry about anything else, because he's going to prove everything. Amen. When we allow him to build, because the church is just a building. But we are the church. The church is in your own heart, in what's in you. The church is in the street. Mm-hmm. Your church is just not in the building. So when you allow Jesus to help his way, let him take over, you're going to be okay. We love you. And remember his plans for you, his plans. How you know so? Because he said so. It's good and not an evil. So you will have to inspect the end. We love you. Thank you for coming on Friday night. Keep us in your prayer. Keep God first. Connect to God and believe and walk in faith. Don't get distracted. Read and meditate. Read and meditate on Matthew's chapter 11, 28 and 30. Meditate on it for the rest of the week. Thank you. God bless you. And you have a blessed night. Thank you, Sister Regina. Thank you for coming in, mm-hmm. coming on. Thank you for sharing your testimony. Keep us in your prayer, and you have a blessed night.
Thank you. You too.
Amen.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living. Whatever men may say, I see his hand of mercy, and I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives salvation to him. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of his appearing will come at last. For he lives, he lives, Christ Jesus, he lives today. For he walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. Oh, he lives salvation to him. But you ask me, he lives,
He's the real to me. He lives within my heart.